Ah ben moi je suis Wahlberg.
The famous words of the Brisker Rav. We know on Yom Kippur there's two sets of Avedas HaKorbonis. There's the Aveda in Parshas Achrimais, where the Pasuk gets involved, the whole Arichos Advarim, in how the Aved, Seder Aved, Bezeis Yovi Arna Lakedesh, Befar Bim Boka Lechatos, Vayel Oilo. There's a long Parsha describing various different Avedas with the Shnei Seirim, and the Ayil, and another Ayil, the Ayil, his Ayil, and the Ayil Ha'am, all mentioned in Parshas Achrim, which is called the Aveda of Yom Kippurim. Then there's also in Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas, the Pasuk gets involved in all the Musafim of all the Yom Tevim. First the Pasuk mentions the Korban Tamid, and then goes through the Musaf of Shabbos, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and goes through all the Musafim, which we lay in, on Yom Tev. So one of the Musafim is the Musaf of Korban of Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur you bring a par and a nail and shiva kvasim and a series of lechatos. That's again, that's a, these are two separate parshas. So again, in Parshas Pinchas they mention the musafim. And one of the musafim is a nail, a par and then a nail and shiva kvasim and a series of lechatos. In Parshas Achrei gets involved in Bezeis Yovi Arna Lakedesh. And over there he speaks about that Aaron has to bring a parachatos, the Masa Bifnim, and then he brings an Ayel Oilo, and he brings also the Shnei Asirim, and there's also a mention that the Am brings an Ayel. The Am also brings an Ayel, which is called Elohim, the Elohim. Now, the question is, the Parshas Advarim, when you read Parshas Achrei is one Parsha, and Parshas Pinchas is another Parsha. So the Ayil, which is mentioned, the Elohim, which is mentioned in Parshas Achrei is one Ayil, and the Ayil, which is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas is another Ayil. So who are two separate Parshas? That's the Pashtu Pshat. But there's a Machlekes in Gemara. Rebbe holds that there was only one Ayil. That the Ayil that was mentioned, the Elohim, which is mentioned in Parshas Achrei, that is the same Ayil that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, Psamad Namaisa. In Parshas Pinchas, it's talking about Korban Musaf. In Parshas Achrei, it doesn't tell you all the Musaf. It speaks about what's going on, Bezeis Yavi Arna Lakedesh, Davedam Yuchedes Yom Kippurim. And the, meanwhile, we also mentioned the Elohim, which the Elohim. So Rebbe holds that the Ayil, the Elohim, which is mentioned in Parshas Achrei, that's the same Ayil that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. And that's Taked Halach, that's the Halach. Is the Maisi is there's a Diyuk HaRambam, a Loshna Rambam, a Vav in Rambam, which is an issue whether the Vav, the Girsa, is with the Vav or without the Vav. We'll try to say it over. The Rambam in beginning, Hilchas Avedas Yom Kippurim, brings the B'yei Matzeim is Makrivim Tamid B'Shachar, Tamid Bein Arbayim. And there's also a Musaf. Makrivim Musaf Hayim, Par V'ayil, V'shiva Kvosim, Kulon Elis. And then, Usir Chatos, Nase B'chutz, V'hu Nechal Erev. The Sur L'chatos, not the Sur L'chatos, which is Nase B'fnim, but the Sur L'chatos, which is Nase B'chutz, and that's eaten. The Basar is eaten, but it's eaten at night, and during the day, you can't eat it, it's Yom Kippur. Then he says, V'oid makriven yeser al musav zeh, besides the musav that we just mentioned, you also bring a par ben bokar lechatos, v'hu nisraf, which is the par of Aaron, and then the v'ayil lo'oilo, which is again the ayil of Aaron, u'shneim shel kein god. Okay, the v'ayil, everything is alright. Then he says, Va'ayil habo mishol tzibur ha'amur beparshas achrimes. And here there's a question if it says hu ha'ayil or vihu ha'ayil. In the Rambam that's in front of me, it says without a vav. But in the Rambam, those many printed Rambams, it said vihu ha'ayil. So in other words, it sounds like you bring a. Notice, Va'ayel abomi shel tzibur ha'omer beparshas achrei. Is he trying to tell you what you bring? No, it's keilu. He's telling you the seder haveda. He already mentioned. Let me try to explain this. He already mentioned the korban musaf, and in the korban musaf he mentioned the ayel. Now he's saying va'ed makrivim. You makriv again. So you bring a par and an ayel oila. And va'ayel abomi shel tzibur ha'omer bepachshas achris. It sounds like another carbon. And then it says v'hu ha'ayel ha'omer bepachshas pekudim. So if it's v'hu ha'ayel ha'omer bepachshas pekudim, so l'chura he already mentioned it. So why is he saying it again? In other words, he's not bringing. If you read the Rambam without before the v'hu, it sounds like you're bringing another ayel. And then he says, "V'hu ha'ayil ha'omer parshas pekudim," which is basically saying you don't bring another ayil. Maybe it's hard for me to say this over clearly. The question is, this v'hu sounds like we're talking about another carbon. So therefore, the Lech Mishnah, and they bring the Ksaviyad, that you take out the v'hu, you take who. In other words, the Rambam is not mentioning over here another carbon. The Rambam is just saying, "V'ayil ha'omer." In Parshas Achrei, who Omer Parshas Pekudei, and therefore that explains why I'm not mentioning you another ayel. In other words, if he says Ve'ayel Ha'omer Ve'ayel, it sounds like he's mentioning another ayel, and his luchur is not mentioning another ayel. There's no two ayels; there's only one ayel. Masha'inkin, if you take out the vav, and it doesn't say Vehu, but who? So the Rambam is just like explaining to you. You're wondering, why don't I mention another ayel that says in Parshas Achrei? You should know the Va'ayel Ha'omer the Parshas Achrei, who Ha'omer Parshas Pekudim, and therefore there's no need for me to mention it. That's the Pashta. That's how the Lech Mishnah says Pshat, and that's L'chura the Pashta Pshat. Comes along the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav explains, and this is like a you say this like a thing. I mean, I want to say this as Agdama, really. The Brisker Rav says a chidush, and that is that you should know that this aisle that's mentioned in Parshas Achrei, which according to one man d'omer is the same aisle which is mentioned in the Parshas Pekudei, why is it mentioned twice? So the answer is, the reality is that this aisle had two dinim. There was two dinim in this aisle. In other words, there's a din called Avedas Yom HaKippur, that's one din. And then there's another din called Musaf Yom HaKippur, another din. Two separate dinim have different halachas in certain aspects. Benigei Kisidron, there's different dinim. So the Rambam is telling Kilazay, you have to bring the korbanos that are mentioned in Musaf. And then he says you have to bring the special korbanos. And one of those special korbanos is the ayil, which is a new chiv. You have to bring the ayil as part of the special korbanos. And then he tells you, Vehu, this special carbon that you're bringing, you're going to be yaitza with the same aisle. So it's not the pshat is there was taka two aisles. Begashmiz, there was one aisle. Begashmiz, there was only one aisle. Because the aisle in Parshas Pekudei is the same aisle in Achrei. But in Havana, there were two aisles. In Lomdas, there was two aisles. There was, no, when you brought this aisle, Lishem, when you brought this aisle, you brought this aisle, Sai for the Lishem, the Korban Musaf, and Sai al Zachelik of the Aveda Miuchedis. And it could have all kinds of ramifications in Dinim, which we're not going to get involved in, that he brings down the Yukim and Rambam, that it's two separate Dinim, even though it was part of the Musaf, but it was also a separate Din, it had a special Din. It had a special Din. There's a famous Vort, there's a Shitas HaMedrash that holds that. Also, not going to get involved in Arichos Hadvarim. There's a medrash that says that Aaron was able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim B'choleis. Because the Pashtos, according to Rashi, the whole Seder Aved of Achrimois could only be done on Yom Kippur. B'zeis Yavi Aaron al HaKadosh. And at the end, it says, when? On Asir Letishri. Esel HaKadosh HaShvi. That's what it says at the end. But if you read the Psuk in Pashtos, the Pasuk doesn't mention in the beginning at all that there's a special time for this. B'zeis Yavi Aaron al HaKadosh. We go through Psukim, tens of Psukim, which describes all the Pratim. Then at the end of the parsha, it mentions that also the Kehanim Gedalim after Aaron also could bring it, could also bring it. And then it mentions Yom Kippur. So the Medrash Chazal say that all the dinim that's mentioned until now, Bezeis Yav Aaron and Arkadosh, is Becholis. Aaron was able to go into Arkadosh and Gedoshim anytime, as long as he did this Avodah. This whole din that it has to be Yom Kippur only applies to the Kohen the Yamid Mibonov. In other words, his descendants, they have a special din of Yom Kippur. That's a chiddush. The Yedua, the Gro, was very like noited to this Das HaMedrash. This is the Das HaMedrash. Now, which is not Shittas Rashi. Now, the question is Azoy. Again, it's going to get involved in details. There is a pasuk, one of the psukim in the parsha, where it says over there, where he's patient as begodov. So Rashi explains that that's Shleil HaSeder. Shleil HaSeder. Because when he went out to bring the Kafu Machta, first, in other words, first he changed into the Big Dizov, and he did the Karb Musaf, and then he changed back into the Big Dilovan, and he took out the Kafu Machta. So when the Pasuk speaks about taking out the Kafu Machta, that Pasuk is Shleil Pisader. That's what it says. But according to this Shita, that Aaron was able to go in every time. So they say, Pshat, this is also printed in the back of the Chayodim. It's in the back of Chayodim, he has this word. He says, Azoy, what? We have a Gemiri, the Gemara says Gemiri, that on Yom Kippur, there was five times that he was tabled. Five times he was tabled, because the five changing. That's a din in Yom Kippur. But let's say if you hold that Aaron was able to do this Aveda not in Yom Kippur, so the Chudah, there's no din, he has to change five times. If there's no din, he has to change five times, say in Achinami, when he brought in the Keteris, and the Kafu Machta, and when the Keteris finished, he took the Kafu Machta out. So Enochinami, so the Fiza, the Pasig is Allah Seder. The Pasig, the way it says by us, which Chazal tell us, and Rashi brings, that it's Shleil Pisader, it's only Shleil Pisader that happens in Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is Gemiri, that you have to have five Tvilis and 10 Kiddushi Yadayim V'Raglayim, and in order for that to happen, he has to change into the Big Day Zov, and again take all the Big Day Zov, and put on the Big Day Lovin again, and go to the Mikvah again. So then, according to, if we'll come out like this, a Chiddush, that this word, that Aaron was able to do this Avodah, it would be an Afkimina. If you're doing it on Yom Kippur, so you do this Aveda plus the Aveda Samusafim. You bring the, in the mail, you have to incorporate the Aveda Samusafim into this Aveda, and it comes out that you have more changings. Masha'in came if you do this Aveda not on Yom Kippur. So Aaron goes in the morning, he starts off. He does all the inyanim that you have to do in the morning, the carbon tumbit. Then he does all the avedas of Bezeis Yavi Aaron El Hakedesh, including the Itzuas Kafu Machta. And then again he changes back into Big Dilzov, and that's it. So there's only three tefillos. There's no five tefillos. Al Kopan, that's what they say. So it may little come out. What about this par? This par, which says in Parshas Achrei, this aisle, which says in Parshas Achrei, which is really who aisle Amar Parshas Apkud in Parshas Pinchas. So the is this aisle connected to the Aved of Aaron, or is the Aved of Musaf? So mainly, if you learn Parshas Pshat, it comes out that according to this Medrash, where Aaron was able to do the Aved every day. So if he do every day, would he bring the aisle? L'chura, today is not a day of Musaf. This aisle, the aisle of Musaf, we come behind this aisle. But if you learn like, but it's a pelu dikazach. And Pasuk says b'zeis you have Aaron al-Kadesh, and the Pasuk says the aisle. And you tell me you don't bring the aisle because the aisle is some Musaf dikadin, and now it's not Musaf because today is not Yom Kippur. But according to the Brisker Rav, it was good. The aisle had two dinim. could be it was a mistake starting this, but I'll call upon him. The according to the Brisker Rav, this comes out the aisle has two dinim, and the seichel says like that. It's a pashta zach. The pasuk says the parsha in parshas Achrit, and Chazal tell us that this parsha is the parsha of Pinchas. Shtatzer the shaila, if it's the parsha of Pinchas, how did it fall into Achrit? The answer is that it's two dinim. So in other words, it comes out samaisa amad the maisa kitzur. We'll say over the kitzur nochamor. We have a machlekes in Gemara. Were there two Eilim? Was there two aisle? Was there an aisle of Musaf plus the Eil Ha'om? That's Shita 1. Or no, the same aisle that was the aisle of Musaf, which says in Parshas Pinchas, that was the Eil Ha'om, which says in Parshas Akre. That's what the and the halacha is that it's the same, like Rebbe, that it was the same. Shtelzer the Shaila, if it was the same, so why Taka is this Elam mentioned in Akre if in reality it was part of the Musaf? The answer is because this aisle had two dinim. The aisle had two dinim. Samad the Zach, in the Chumash Hatmashin Lamdas, that there was two dinim in the aisle. There was an aisle in Parshas Pinchas, this aisle in Parshas Pinchas was Chalik of the Musafim, and there was another din that this aisle was part of the Seder of Achrimais. What will be the Nafkamina? There could be other Nafkaminas, but I'm saying the Nafkamina would be, according to this Medrash, that there was a concept of iron coming, not on Yom Kippur, also to do this Aveda. So the question is he going to bring the aisle? The answer is, of course, to bring the aisle. The Elohim, which din of Elohim? Not the din of Elohim Alts Musaf, but the din of Elohim Alts Chelik of Achri, because the Chelik of Aveda Yom Kippur. That's the Dachsik Meir Poshet. Yeah. The Maisa is what Sarek Beer Godel is why were we trying to save an aisle over here? The Eibishter is telling us to bring Karbanos. And there's a whole Parshas Pinchas with Karbanos. And there's a Parshas Achrei with Karbanos. And he's telling me that there's two dinim in the Karbanos. There's a din in Hilchas Achrei of Hilchas Avedas Yema Kippurim of Kein Godel, B'zeis Yav Yarnel HaKedosh. And then there's another din of Musiv Yema Kippurim, which is another din. And the aisle, punkt. So the Eberster said, no, this aisle, bring this one aisle, and this aisle, you'll be Yitza two in Yon. You'll be Yitza side Avedas Yema Kippurim, that'll be part of the Avedas Yema Kippurim of Parshas Akrei. And with that aisle, you'll also be Yitza the Musiv of Yom Kippur, which is Parshas Pinchas. Why? What's the problem with an aisle over here? It's an aisle thing. We're not an aisle. Why can't the Torah tell us to bring two aisles? Bring an aisle al Hilchas Yom Kippurim, and bring us an aisle al Hilchas. Where do we find such a concept that you have one carbon and this carbon has two dinim? So advar pelu l'churim, churim advar pelu, and that's the lochetak. This is Be'em is supposed to be the hagdama. This is that like that says this word was the hagdama for this kasha. The Maisa say there is Benegei Yom Kippur, also a machlekes with Rebbe and the Rabbanan. There's also a Rebbe. I don't know if this Rebbe and this Rebbe have connected. The same Rebbe, but the Shiloh they're connected. We'll see. Maybe because that's really would be a chiddush that they're connected. These two in Yonim. There's a machlekes whether the tshuva of Yom Kippurim depends. I'm sorry. Whether said something wrong. Whether the kapara of Yom Kippurim is dependent on tshuva or it's not tshuva. Rebbe holds that bein osa tshuva, bein le osa tshuva, Yom Kippurim mechaper. Yom Kippur affects the kapara regardless if there was tshuva or not. And the Chacham hold no, that if you did tshuva, so then we have the kapara. And if you didn't do tshuva, then you didn't have to affect their part. And tshuva, it's not such a positive zach, because, I mean, if it would be without tshuva, we'll give them some, whatever, it would be more lenient. But Chacham say, no, you have to do tshuva. You have to do tshuva. You have to do tshuva in order that the kapara should affect. The mice is, the halacha is like the Chacham, you have to do tshuva. But it's not the pshat that the kapara, you have to make clear. It's not the pshat is that the shita of the Chachamim is that the kapara comes through tshuva. Lashon Rambam is the yema ki atzmei shel yema kippurim mechaper lashovim. In other words, everyone agrees that Yitzume Shalyei Mechaper. Everyone agrees that Yom Kippur is the Mechaper. It's not that Tshuva is Mechaper. Because there's certain Chatoim which Be'amash, through Tshuva you can't have a Kapara. You can only have through Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Mechaper. Everyone agrees to that. The question is, could you reach the Atzme Shalyei Makipurim, which is Mechaper, only with Tshuva? In other words, if you do tshuva, then you're able to have a shaykhus to the Atzmi Shalyem HaKippurim Mechaper. Or no, you can have a shaykhus to Atzmi Shalyem HaKippurim without tshuva. That's the Chur of the Machlekes. So what we need to understand, the Chur al-Derech HaPoshet, is what's this Havana that Yom Kippur is Mechaper? What does that mean, Yom Kippur is Mechaper? Now the question is, what Mechaper means? What does Mechaper mean? Now, if Mechaper means simply, somehow or another, it's lifted, you know, there's lifted. There's people that did Averis. And as a result of their Averis, there's a certain tainus against them, a certain, you know, complaints against them. And so to speak, there is a concept where all of a sudden you clean the slate, and you say, you stop having complaints. Averis says, Kilo takes away all the complaints. If that would be the Taich of Kapara, so we can understand, for some reason or another, comes Yom Kippur, and there's a Kapara. You have to understand what that means, but that would be the Pshat. But that's not really the Taich Kapara. The real Taich of Kapara means Miloshin Kinuach. The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Kapara is the Taich washing. It becomes cleaned. It becomes cleaned. Whereas Lechura, a person did an Avera. So an Avera causes a certain pgam, a blemish in his nefesh. He creates an Alpi Kabbalah, he creates a certain klipa. It's brought down when a person does tshuva. So through the fact that a person has charat, when a person creates klipa through an Avera, so there is the guf of the klipa and the chayas and the neshama of the klipa. Everything has a guf and a neshama. So when a person says vidui, that takes away the goof of the klipa. And when a person has charata, that takes away the chayas of the klipa. So we understand that through tshuva, through vidui, through charata, you're taking away, you're making a kapara, you're correcting the blemish. But what is the pshat that when it comes a certain day, on a certain day, that day ke'ilu cleanses you? How could a day cleanse you? What does it mean a day cleanses you? What is the pshat? Knows, even according to the Chachamim, that you have to come through tshuva, but the tshuva, which we were just explaining, that the tshuva is only a way of coming to Atzma Shalyei Makipurim Mechaper. And especially according to Rebbe, there's a gather called a cleansing, a kapara, that happens without tshuva at all. So comes a yid, comes Yom Kippur, and all of a sudden Yom Kippur, he walks out of Yom Kippur, he's already kapara. Why? Because he went through Yom Kippur. What happened in Yom Kippur? What happened in Yom Kippur that as a result of that he didn't do any tshuva, and nevertheless Rebbe holds that he had kapara. And even the Chachamim that hold you have to do tshuva, but your kapara didn't come through the tshuva. Your kapara came through the day of Yom Kippur. That's a shaila, which is l'chura, an important shaila, a fundamental shaila for us to understand what's happening on Yom Kippur. That's a shaila. So we want to discuss. And in Yom, we discussed this in the past. And that is that in the kesher of a yid with the Eibishter, in the level of a yid connection to the Eibishter, the chlol is this three madrigas. There's three madrigas. There's a madriga which a yid is, the Eibishter created a yid. A yid has a neshama. And the Eibishter, the kesher between a yid and the Eibishter is through Teiru mitzvahs. When the neshama does Teiru mitzvahs, that creates the kesher between him and the Eibishter. And when the Neshama is vibrant and awake and involved, so that there's a greater kesher. The greater the involvement, the greater the kesher. That's tzaddikim, which are always involved. So obviously they have a gewaldike kesher with the Eibishter because there is a constant connection between them and the Eibishter. That's one level. That's a pashto level. Then you have a person that did aveiros. He doesn't have, so what pshat? What if he has Averis? Why did he do Averis? Why did a person do Averis? Nefesh ki sechto. He did Averis, obviously, because his neshama doesn't feel that kesher. He doesn't have that feeling. He's walking around the street. He doesn't feel, his neshama is not telling him to go to shul. His neshama is telling him to go to a chvesvu. Or his neshama is not telling him to go to the chvesvu. His body and his wants is telling him to go to the chvesvu. And his neshama, he doesn't feel his neshama. He doesn't relate to his neshama. Now the question is, now here comes a question which I think is like a Yosefus Dika thing, which Chassidus discusses, and not everybody knows this. And that is, what causes a person to do tshuva? There's what causes a person to do tshuva? So you say, well, it's a gechapsum seichel, he found a psagris a magid, ich weiß was, that's that, good. But the Chassidus discusses that the gather of tshuva comes from a certain inner dimension of the neshama, which is higher than that external dimension of him. In other words, there's a person on an external level, his connection to the Eibershter is through Torah mitzvahs. And he obviously doesn't have that connection. He doesn't have that connection. Why doesn't he have that connection? Whatever, because he has a goof and a nefesh habamis and circumstances and environment. No one's trying to justify anybody for doing aveiros. But the metzias is that he doesn't have that connection. So the question is, so how does he do tshuva? How does he do tshuva? He does tshuva is that there is a certain connection between him and the Eibershter, which is higher than the connection that he has through Torah mitzvahs on a revealed level. And Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah, it says that when was the Yidden did the Egel, the Eibershter said the Nitzavta Shama Latzur. Alter Rebbe says there's fire. There's just two types of fire. There's a fire which is an external fire, a regular fire. And that regular fire needs, first of all, it needs air. It needs something. It needs fuel. A fire can't last without fuel. It has to have something to hold on to. A fire needs fuel. And it also has to make sure that there's no water that's extinguishing the fire. It needs fuel, and it needs to make sure that there's nothing to extinguish the fire. Then you have a what's called a tzura chalamish, a flintstone, that could be lamata in underwater. And it has a potential of fire in it. It has in the tzur there's a potential of fire. And that potential of fire doesn't need anything, any fuel. And no water can extinguish that fire. That fire is there. There's a potential of fire in the stone, in the tzur chalamish. The question is only sometimes you have to give it a rub to be able to be mites in the fire from the tzur. So the Alter Rebbe says, Al deraz a yid. There's the madrega of a yid, which is the chitzenis of a yid. That madrega of the chitzenis of a yid is a madrega which is connection to the Eibershter through a fire. Is the connection of the Eibershter vayelkach eish echlohu. Yeah, a connection of fire, but you need to have fuel to the fire. And the fuel is Torah mitzvahs. And you can't have water which extinguishes the fire, which is the water is the union of Averis. These are the things that a yid needs. But then sometimes a yid doesn't have it. He doesn't have it, whatever reason. He doesn't have that fire. That chitzenis the fire doesn't have. So that's what he does tshuva. What Taich does tshuva? Tshuva in the Taich, he reaches a level in him, which that level is habitual tzur chutzavchem. You go to the Yesherish. The Sherish on the Shama, which the Sherish on the Shama has an inner fire, which that fire could never be extinguished. That fire could never be extinguished. And that fire doesn't need fuel for the fire. The fire is there. The fire is there. And that's the inner of tshuva. That's the madrig of tshuva. And that tshuva, you have to reach an inner dimension. It's not just like the person became a little smarter. Pshat is the whole inyan of the neshama coming down, lamata, it's brought down, is in order for the neshama to reach the madrega of tshuva. The madrega of tshuva is a madrega which reaches and reveals an inner dimension of a Jew which is higher than the external dimension of a Jew. That's what tshuva is. And that's why we mentioned already Kama Pa'am and Chazal, that the Chazal say that Shalu L'Teira, they asked Teira, what should a person do that didn't have Teira? So Teira said, it's the answer, Yomus, you should die. They Shalu L'Neviim, Shalu L'Chochma, and they'll Shalu L'Akadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, Yasa Tshuva, look what's going on here. Because the gather of tshuva comes from an inner dimension of the neshama, which reaches an inner dimension of elikus, and the connection between a yid and the Eibershter, which comes through tshuva, is much, much deeper than the connection between a yid and the Eibershter that comes through Torah mitzvahs. And that's why through tshuva you could correct the misgivings that happen as a result of aveiros. Why is it? Because tshuva reaches at a higher level. So the Vayilu, we spoke about two levels. We spoke about a level of Teira Mitzvahs, and then we spoke about a level of Tshuva. Now we'll speak about a third level, which is already a harder level to understand. And that is Sof Kol Sof. When you say a Yid, and there's a Yid and there's the Eibishter. So the Yid's connection to the Eibishter could be through Teira Mitzvahs. You can have a Yid's connection to the Eibishter through Tshuva, which Tshuva we're saying is deeper. But then there's Pesach Santa Loshen, just bring out the Loshen. It says, Dirshu Hashem Bihimotzei, Chazal say, Eilu Asori Yomim, Shebein Rosh Hashanah Lehim HaKippur. So Babu's the question, the Lechura, between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, there's no 10 days. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's 7 days. Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, Yom Kippur is 1 day. So how could it be, what's the Asori Yom Shebein Rosh Hashanah Lehim HaKippur? What does it mean 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So it's brought down the answer, Pshat is Azeh. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have two inyonim, two dinim in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There's one level of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is part of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. And then there's another level of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which that level of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is higher than the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. What Pshat? There is a connection between, there's a yid. It's brought down, try to bring again, brought down that a neshama has 5 names. There's a neshama is called nefesh, it's ruach, neshama, chaya yechida. Without getting involved in all pshat in the 5 names, but it's brought down as way nefesh, ruach, and neshama. These are the nekeches premium of a neshama. Seichel, that's the inner dimension of the neshama. Then there's a madrega of the neshama, which is called chaya, which is a makivdika level of the neshama, a part of the neshama which is higher. And then there's a higher level which is called yechida. What's pshat? There is a connection between a yid and the eibishter. This is the vort we're trying to bring out here. I'm trying to bring it out the best I can. There's a level between a connection between the yid and the eibishter, which that level between the yid and the eibishter is a level which needs no explanation. There's keilu, you can't really translate it. You can't explain it. You can't define it. Because it's not definable. Just like the eibishter himself. The eibishter himself has no definition. The eibishter is not describable. The eibishter is higher than description. There's no description. It's not pshat, we can't describe the eibishter. There's the Eibishter, the way Eibishter creates the world, the level of where the Eibishter relates to us. That's levels that we could relate to. But then there's the Eibishter himself. The Eibishter himself is beyond any description. It's not pshat, we can't describe him. Hitaka has no description. And there's no way of explaining him. He is. There's no way of in any way translating what he is. He is. Al derech zeh, similarly, in the relationship between a yid and the Eibishter, the relationship between a yid and the Eibishter, that relationship between a yid and the Eibishter is a relationship which is. It doesn't come because the yid is a frumerid. It doesn't come because the yid did tshuva. It is because it is. There is a connection between a yid and the Eibishter, which that connection between the yid and the Eibishter is a connection which could never be severed. It could never be severed. And it could never be strengthened. You can't strengthen it. And you can't sever it. It's like your relationship to yourself. So explain your relationship to yourself. Your relationship to yourself, you're you. A yid and the Eibishter is one thing. That's the taish, the madrega of yechida. We say it in the Hishainus. They say that yechida liyachda. What do we say before that? Toyanus ulach, and right before the ches is, no, englished. Bikitzer. So we say, no. I don't remember. I'll call upon him. So. English, I'm not going to find it so easy. I'll call you. You don't remember it. Al Kopon, right before that we say Tvernes Ulach, and then we say Yechid Eliyachdoch. There's a Madrega of a Yid, where a Yid and the Eberster are one. And that Madrega of the Yid and the Eberster, it's a very important concept. Although we're saying the words are not so easy to understand, but we have to understand there's a relation between the Eberster put a Yid into this world. The Eberster put a Yid into this world. So there's three Madrega, we're talking about three Madregas over here. There's a Madrega where a Yid is connected to the Eberster because he gave Torah mitzvahs, and Yisrael al Yidei Raisa becomes one with Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's one Madrega where a Yid and the Eberster become connected through Torah mitzvahs. Then you have another Madrega where a Yid Rachmana Lislan doesn't do Torah mitzvahs, and he became separated from the Eberster on that level. So what's the Eitzah for that level? The Eitzah for that level is Tshuva. How does it have tshuva? Tshuva is you reveal an inner dimension of the Yid, a much deeper connection to the Yid. You reveal that fire, which that fire doesn't need fuel, that fire that can never be extinguished. And that fire, when that fire is revealed, so that overcomes all the inyanim that a person did averis, and he's mechaper in all the averis. That's a second dimension. But then there's a third dimension. And that third dimension is that a Yid with the Eberster are be'etzim one. They're be'etzim one. It's not that you have to unite them and you have to do something. A Yid, just like the Eberster, has no explanation. The Yid has no explanation. There's nothing, you don't have to explain it. The Yid and the Eberster is one. That's Yechid Eliyachdoch. There's a shtick Eberster in the Yid. And the Yid and the Eberster are one. That's one thing. And when you say, what happens to Yom Kippur? What happens to Yom Kippur? So Bechlal Yodua, every day we daven three tefillos a day. It comes Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Yontif, we daven Musaf, four tefillos. When is there a Musik called, the Musik called Tefillos Ni'ila? Yem Shin Eschai Bechomish Tefillos, that's Yom Kippur. Agvan, Shulchan Aruch, Zamayis, Yom Tefillos Ni'ila on the Tainus. But the Pashas, by us, there's only Tefillos Ni'ila on Yom Kippur. What's this Chomish Tefillos? So it's brought down that Tefillos Ni'ila represents that Madrega of Yechida. There's a Madrega of Yechida. Yechida is the type, that Madrega of a Yid, where the Yid and the Eberster are one without a why. Without a why, without an explanation, there's no explanations. A Yid and the Eberster are one, and that's Be'em is the Pshat. That's Be'em is the Pshat when you say that Itzume Shalim Akipur Mechaper. What's that? Itzume Shalim Akipur Mechaper. We're trying to understand what does it mean. The day of Yom Kippur is Mechaper. On Yom Kippur is the day that becomes this gala, this reality that a Yid with the Eberster are one. And where is the ikar of his galus of this reality? The ikar of his galus of this reality is taka in the fifth tefillah, in tefillas ne'ilah, which is al derech, just like we find that the Klal Yom Kippur is called achas bashon. It's a madrig of achas. What's the madrig of achas? In that madrig of achas over there is meir the Eberster himself, the achas hiyinasi, where a yid and the Eberster are one. And Aldera said, what was the Ika Aved of Yom Kippur? With the Kayin Godel, which was the Kedesh HaKadoshim, Vayavdil Aaron Lagdishi Kedesh Kadoshim, and he went into the Kedesh HaKadoshim Kipshute, and it was on Yom Kippur, which was Shabbos Shabbosim. So it was Nizgala, the Achas Shabbachas, and over there was the Aktoris Akteris, and over there was Nizgala, the Etzim and the Shem of a Yid. What's the Etzim and the Shem of a Yid? The Etzim and the Shem of a Yid is that a Yid and the Eberster are one. That's from the Kudah. So Mela, when it comes to Ila, says that when the King Godel was in the over there was Bepchinas Yisrael Umalke Bilchudei. There was just the Eberster in Eden. In Legabi, this Madrega, there was nothing else. There was only the Eberster in Eden because there isn't anything else. Because a Yid and the Eberster are one. So a male, just like Legabi and the Eberster, so there's a Madrega where the Yid and the Eberster are one, and the Yid doesn't have to have an explanation in this connection. And that's what happens by Tfilas Ni'ilah. Tfilas Ni'ilah, the pastor, the pshat is Ni'ilah means you're closing the gates. But in Chassidus it says Tfilas Ni'ilah means that the Yid and the Eberster close themselves together and they close the gates to everything else, that the Yid has no shaykhis to anything other than the Eberster, because the Yid and the Eberster are one. When it's Nizgala, this Inyan, so that causes the Kapor. The Kapor is affected. trying to explain the Yitzum Hashem HaKippur Mechaper means that's Nizgala, this Madrega of a Yid. That over there, there's a Yid and the Eberster are one, and over there is the Chaychis, the whole Musig of Averis. There was never an Averis, because the Yid and the Eberster, there was never an Averis. In the Madrega of Tshuva, you have to correct Averis. The Madrega of Yitzur Shilei Mechaper, you don't have to correct Averis, because there's no Averis in the first place. There's only a Yid and the Eberster. Namaisa is, what's the Machlekes Rebbe in the Chacham? Machlekes is whether or not you could reach this Madrega of Yitzum Shilei Mechaper without Tshuva. That's the question. Rebbe holds that you can reach this level of Yitzum Shilei Mechaper to be Mezgala, this Inyan, where the Eberster and the Yidah won, despite the fact that he didn't do Tshuva. Yitaka didn't do Tshuva, Mitzad, his Madrega, he didn't do Tshuva. But on the other end, it's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur becomes the Gilu of Yitzum Shilei Mechaper. The Yid and the Eberster are one. This is Achas. Mashenki the Chachom, which is the Halacha. The Halacha is that know that you have to do Tshuva. And only through Tshuva, you can have Yitzum Shilei Mechaper. That's Lechura. I'm saying, Bekitzur Nimritz. But now we have, go back to this par. So we have on the aisle, if you make a mistake, the same mistake. The aisle, so you have the aisle of Yom Kippur, which is the Aveda of the Pnim, Aveda of the aisle of Yom Kippur, and then you have the aisle of Musaf. Bechlal Yom Kippur dot Tzvei Dinim, we said. There's a din of Itzume Shilyei Mechaper, and there's a din of Tshuva. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva mentions that Yom Kippur is the Zman HaMiyuchad L'Tshuva. Yom Kippur, you're supposed to do Tshuva. The Rambam doesn't mention the Hilchas Shvisas Osir, because the din of Yom Kippur be'atzmei is higher than Tshuva. Then there's another din that Yom Kippur is part of Aser Smei Tshuva. That's a secondary aspect of Yom Kippur. The main aspect of Yom Kippur is Itzume Shilyei. The secondary aspect of Yom Kippur is the tshuva of Yom Kippur. So l'chura, in the Avedas, there's also two Avedas. There's the Aveda of, the Aveda especially of Achrimes, which is connected to Yitzum Shilyei. And then there's the Aveda of Pinchas, which is connected l'chura to the other aspect of tshuva. Of Yom Kippur, which is connected to Tshuva, and could be, that's the suffix. The suffix is whether this aisle, these two aylam are connected, or the aylam are not connected, which needs further explanation. All right. A good year.